Have you noticed, Robert, that I sound pretty lousy this week?
Well, lousy is a loaded term. What you sound like is you are living through the radio person's nightmare.
The winter cold, exactly. And on behalf of the many, many people who are listening right now, who probably sound and feel just about as lousy as I do, we decided to solicit some tried and true cold remedies from around the world, starting with China and with cookbook author Grace Young, whose books include The Wisdom of the Chinese Kitchen, Classic Family Recipes for Celebration and Healing. Grace, healing sounds really good to me. Why don't you heal me? What have you got?
Whenever I have a cold, my mom always makes zhok, or Chinese rice porridge, for me. It's just a few tablespoons of rice cooked with lots of water until the rice completely flours and you can't see the individual grains. And it's said to be the easiest food to digest. It cleanses the body of toxins and it rehydrates you. And it's very, very gentle on the system.
Okay, that sounds good.
And another soup that my mom would always make for us when we have a cold, but also preventative, would be mustard green soup. And as a child, I absolutely hated this.
It doesn't sound great.
No, it doesn't have a lot of appeal. All it is maybe a pound of broadleaf mustard greens cooked with a large sweet potato, maybe 5 or 6 cups of water, and it's simmered for 3 hours. And that is said to fortify the system. It's also very cleansing. And the Chinese feel that your organs get very dry and parched. And so a soup like this restores the balance.
So, two things. I could try either one or maybe both.
Yes, exactly.
Well, Grace Young, thanks for your suggestions. Appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Our next cold remedy comes from the Italian-American chef and restaurateur Lydia Bastianich. Her public television show is Lydia's Italy in America. And Lydia, what about some Italian help for my cold? What do you think?
I had a great aunt who was an herbalist, and she was kind of the potion maker. One of them was a sage tea and bay leaves. So she would dry her sage and bay leaves, and she would make a tea and then put some lemon juice and honey.
That sounds bracing.
That was good. Another interesting one, which I still love and make, is you boil water like you would for tea, and then you grate in there horseradish,
Ooh.
lemon juice and honey,
Wow.
and you let it steep, and then you could drink it as is, or you can strain it, and it just sort of opens you all up when your nose is stuffy and all of that. It is strong, it is delicious, it opens, I mean, your if you have sinuses or clogged head,
Yeah, I sure do.
boy, that permeates all the way up.
Lydia Bastianich, thanks so much for the suggestions. Appreciate it.
I feel better.
Well, from Lydia's Italian remedies now to India and Vikram Sundaram. He's executive chef at the restaurant Rasika, which is just down the street here in Washington. Vikram, what's your favorite Indian remedy for a cold?
One of the good remedies and simple ones is having ginger with honey.
Ginger and honey.
Ginger juice, you squeeze some ginger juice and mix it with some honey and a spoonful of that.
And it works?
It does.
When you were a kid, Vikram, what would your parents give you when you had a cold?
For kids, the carom seeds is very, very good. Roasted carom seeds. You inhale the aroma of the roasted carom seeds.
What kind of seeds?
Carom seeds, the Indian name is ajwain. It's similar to thyme. It's got that sort of flavor. These are all, how do you say, grandmother's recipes.
Yeah. Well, they know.
Yeah, but exactly.
Well, Vikram Sundaram, thanks so much.
Take care. Bye-bye.
And finally, today, I'm joined by the food chemist Shirley Carrier, author of the cookbooks Bakewise and Cookwise. And Shirley, I think today we need to add Coldwise. What's your suggestion?
Oh, my. There's nothing like chicken soup.
Oh, chicken soup, Jewish penicillin.
Cure for the cold.
Well, what do you think, as a food chemist, Shirley, what do you think it is about chicken soup that has these curative powers?
It's the blessings of our grandmothers.
No chemistry can explain that.
No. I just think that good hot chicken stock, the fumes coming off, you know it's going to be so good.
Well, Shirley, thanks so much for talking to me today. I appreciate it.
Feel better.
Thank you, Shirley.
Bye-bye.
And we imagine many of you have your own time-tested folk remedies for helping get over a cold. We'd love to hear them. We'll share some of them on the air. You can give us your secrets by going to npr.org, click on Contact Us, and please put sniffles in the subject line.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.